As we suggested on the last slide, this code is not used to record the difficulty of the task itself. For instance, if a third grade teacher were to give a presentation on adding negative numbers, you might be tempted to code the task as high cognitive demand. However, if students were not involved in the building of mathematical ideas, it would be rated as not present or low, despite the difficulty of the material for third graders. Another case of an activity that's difficult but not cognitively demanding is when students flounder while working on tasks that are poorly posed or have no mathematical point. This sometimes occurs when teachers attempt to introduce new content via a student investigation or activity, but how students are to work on that investigation or activity and/or the mathematical point that's to be made is not clear. For example, a teacher may hand students bags containing red and blue chips, then say, "Draw some out, and then find out how many red chips are in the bag, but don't look." Because the instructions are vague and the purpose of the activity is not specified, the students spend most of the lesson without making any real progress in developing ideas about probability, which was actually the intended goal of this task. We call this unsystematic exploration. Another key distinction is between task cognitive demand and general student engagement and motivation around the task. We're not talking about student engagement in the sense of student enthusiasm or emotional engagement. We're talking about the depth of the mathematical work that they're doing. Finally, keep in mind that this code captures the cognitive demand of the task as it is actually enacted, rather than the level of demand intended by the teacher or the curriculum materials. This can be a tricky distinction to make. You need to look for the evidence of what students are actually doing, not just what the teacher tells them to do. For example, an activity from the curriculum materials might be designed to give students opportunities to provide explanations, to look for patterns, or to make conjectures. Yet, while working on the task, the students might engage in none of those activities and restrict themselves to simply reproducing known facts or applying known procedures. Or the teacher might lower the cognitive demand of a non-routine problem for students by telling them what steps to take to solve it. In such cases, the task should be rated as not present or low for its enacted cognitive demand.